and render irrelevant 6 months of hard work. Good morning, Mr. Tashiro. Mace's voice was calm, neither friendly nor unfriendly.
Good morning, Mr. McLean.
Tashiro spoke with a heavy Japanese accent. Mace smiled quickly. As they shook hands, Mace noticed that the other man's hand was damp with perspiration. So he was nervous. He ought to be. Please, sit down, Mr. Tashiro.
Thank you.
Tashiro attempted to match Mace's smooth demeanor, but could not. Mr. Tashiro, we've been working on this transaction for 6 months. Mace leaned forward over the table, his voice more forceful than before. Why have you picked the last minute to identify a problem? My client is not happy. Mace knew exactly why Tashiro had picked now to raise his complaint, but he wanted to see Tashiro sweat.
Mr. McLean, I am just not certain that the tax treaties work as you say they do. And if they do not, and the interest coming into Osaka Trust is not tax-exempt, my bank will actually be losing money on this loan.
Mace stared at Tashiro. The Japanese man knew full well that the treaties were in place to stay, and that the deal worked perfectly. Mace inhaled slowly. If he gave Tashiro the higher rate, he'd have to give all the other banks the same, and everything would fall apart. Just how do you propose to get past this issue, Mr. Tashiro? It was time to end this negotiation. He stared directly into the other man's eyes. In this instance, your real issue is price, not the viability of the structure. What you're trying to do is gouge me for a little extra juice at the 11th hour because you think you can. Tashiro swallowed hard.
You are wrong, Mr. McLean.
No, I'm not, Mace snapped. It's a very profitable deal as currently structured, Mr. Tashiro. And if you decline this opportunity, rest assured that the New York branch of Osaka Trust will never see another deal from Walker Price and Company. His eyes bored into the commercial banker. Tashiro could feel the perspiration building beneath his pinstriped suit. It was a profitable deal as structured. If he stood his ground for better pricing, and Mace did have another Japanese bank in his hip pocket, the pipeline of deals from Walker Price would surely dry up. That would not make his senior managers in Japan happy. Slowly, almost painfully, Tashiro looked again into Mace's eyes.
All right. We do the deal as structured.
Good, Mace said calmly. I suggest you return to your office and sign the necessary papers. Immediately. Mace stood as he finished speaking. Tashiro rose also, unsteadily. The Japanese man nodded one more time, picked up his briefcase, and was gone. There was so much to do, and tomorrow would be cut short because Mace had to leave early to teach a class at Columbia in the evening. Sometimes there really weren't enough hours in the day.
Thank you for coming tonight. I know these meetings are logistically difficult for you, but as you must realize, complete secrecy is essential given my position.
Lewis Webster stared at the other man, then nodded as if it hadn't been a problem to come such a great distance in the dead of night. It galled him to be so deferential, but he had no choice. Not to cooperate would mean a long prison sentence for insider trading and securities fraud. That had been made abundantly clear. But there was an alternative, a rather nice alternative, the man had said. Webster hated how polite the bastard was. Webster could cooperate. He could make certain resources at Walker Price available. If things turned out as planned, the payoff would be huge, in the billions. Walker Price would keep some of those billions, and since as senior partner Webster owned a large piece of Walker Price, he would benefit personally. Perhaps more important, he would remain a free man. The man sat back down in his chair, still smiling. He could see the fear on Webster's face.
We had a chance to consider what we talked about at our last meeting.
Webster glanced at the thermostat. It was cold in here.
I don't see that I have a choice. You know that if this were to fall apart, you would suffer the consequences and not I.
He did not await Webster's reply.
And were you to attempt to alert someone to lay all of this out for my enemies...